reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Modulate Viva 13, Text 203. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Prema Veshe Mahaprabhu Upavana Pan Pushpo Jane Griha Pindaya Rahila Padiya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the garden and, immersed in great ecstatic emotion, fell flat on a raised platform there. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Savakaya Chakshurindutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Japitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Sudati Sapa Dantikam Agadana Sinam Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padamboja Julisham Janma Janmani Vairagya Yud Bhakti Risham Priyatnai Apayam Amanabit Samandam Kripam Buriya Paraduka Dudi Sanatanastam Prabhumasyami Mancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha I guess it's getting it. The fog just came, but no need for heaters yet. And it's kind of nice dynamic. Krishna consciousness mission movement is spreading all over the world. So remember when I first used to come, the only time that people would come to Vrindavan was the Gaur Purnima festival. Other than that, it was empty. The temple guest house was empty all the time. They were somehow putting up advertisements trying to figure out how to get people here. And then, after Prabhupada disappeared, because of the disappearance festival, the devotees started to come to Kartik. Then they used to stay around Prabhupada's festival, then they would stay the whole Kartik. Now, you know, Kartik ends, and then there's the VIHG retreat, and then people stay after that, and it's just a nice, dynamic, spiritual atmosphere. I can't take everyone that comes to my door around anymore, but I do try to help direct them in different ways, and it's amazing, because when someone comes to Vrindavan under guidance and their consciousness under that guidance just becomes a little bit attuned to the Dham, which is a very, very mystical place. Srila Prabhupada said in the Nectar Devotion that even a even non-devotees who come to the Dham, and perform, then immediately they can feel the spiritual energy. I told that story. It happened to my parents. They weren't non-devotees, but they visited here. And my mother woke up in the middle of the night chanting Hare Krishna. It really, really changed them. And I told you the story of one kibbutznik from Israel, an older man, you know, maybe 10, 15 years older than me. Yeah, he came and he had children already that were 20 years old. And he saw the deities, and he appreciated their beauty, and he began to cry. And he never left Krishna consciousness. And then once you enter into the Dham, in the spirit of guidance and service, very, very wonderful doors open up to the spiritual world. I had a nice, about 13 years ago at the 20th anniversary of the deities of Jamuna and Dinatarni, Vanabihari, when she was living at my good friend Henry's house, writing that cookbook, the Art of Indian Lord Krishna's Cuisine, The Art of Indian Vegetarian Cooking. She had an elaborate function for the 20th anniversary of their deity, and Henry invited some of his friends from school, a few close ones. And these were basically the aristocratic class of Washington. And one very pious gentleman sat next to me, named Sanford Jewett. And we sort of kind of bonded on a certain level. And through the years, I've corresponded with him one or two times, and I've seen him once or twice. And I just recently got a letter from him that his daughter and her friend are coming here. And could I please help them? And I said, of course, sure. And they're 19-year-old girls. And they're graduates of this school called Deerfield, which is one of the top New England boarding schools. And the King of Jordan went to this school, as did many other luminaries from around the world and America. And when this King of Jordan, because now, I guess, I don't know if he's I guess, yeah, of course, older man. But he decided in the Middle East that he would like to have this fine type of character boarding education that he had. And he started a thing called King's Academy and brought the principal of this school there. So somehow these girls, rather than go to college for the first year, they took a year off and went to that school to work in various capacities and help inculcate the mood that they were trained in. And they had a little break, and they came to India. So I just saw it. They came and arranged things and picked them up in their rooms. Very, 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 very pious. You can tell by their features, by their behavior. And took them to the temple. And then I wanted to see Satchinandana Swami off. But they had come and called me exactly the time he came. But I said to them, I would like to see my friend off. Why don't you come? So they went, and the door opened, and they met Satchinandana Swami, and he was so charming and spiritual. And then took lunch, and then we went to the Echo Farm Goshala of my goddaughter, Prem Kishore. Oh, so beautiful, recreating, so wonderfully experienced. And then from there, I took him to various temples, and we sat up on Don Mohan Temple. It's so well taken care of now, if you haven't been here. It's just top of the hill on the grass, and we sat, and we chanted the mantra for those temples. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Shigovinda Gopinath, Madana Mohan. And they enjoyed that. We went to some other temples, and then we came back, and as I had met her father at Jamuna's, I said, this lady is still here, let's go to her room. We went to the room, we opened the door, and there were 20 people there in melodious kirtan, just the same melody, and people were in deep meditation. They sat there, and then we walked out, and we were going, I was taken to my house, and we heard a kirtan and Balaram Baba, and they came and sat in. You can imagine, for 19-year-old ladies, sheltered boarding schools, and going, and just so many glimpses of reality beyond their previous perception that they had to accommodate there. They stayed for 2 days. So nice. And same thing with my cousin. I told you about it, Ma Sable Barty. What she told me, for 31 years I was Susan Heck, the daughter of Milton and Edna. For 31 years, I was an impersonalist in the tradition of the Himalayan masters. And now for 31 years, I'm devotee, she said, hopefully for 31 years. And just see, because she's a Gyani, but a Brahmavadi, has no envy of devotees or Krishna consciousness. And therefore, she's really a detached person. Let's say the Gyanis who come to Krishna the best, and you can see it. She's just immediately linking with the internal sweetness of Vrindavan Dham. And I'm watching day by day it transforms her heart. And as her attraction is growing, so many doors are opening to meeting wonderful people, like Satchinandana Swami and his disciples and other people, and just one thing. And then now, Jamuna and some nice devotees, some of them very younger and angelic kirtan singers and the mode of goodness, she has every morning for 2 hours from 10 to 12 singing of the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sharanagati, and trying to really feel them in their heart. And she's going to that, and if she goes to Jamuna's kirtan in the evening, and now she'll meet Jamuna to discuss preparing prasadam and the mood of offering and honoring. And I'm just seeing doors opening up to the spiritual world, because that's what Vrindavan is. It's the spiritual world. Krishna is kind to you. He reveals that. So it's kind of really enlivening in that way. We're to this wonderful story in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as you remember, he's come to the state now by kirtan and by association of people who are chanting kirtan and chanting the appropriate prayers to nourish the particular mood that he is aspiring for, has awakened the mood of Srimati Radharani, which is the tasting of which is the reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And in that high state of ecstasy, and adopting the mood of Srimati Radharani, and I told you the real practical point about this, and I can't stress this enough, that in this lila, he's showing us how to achieve our eternal relationship with Krishna. The main basis and awakening our eternal relationship with Krishna. In Vaishnavism, that's self-realization. Self-realization is to awaken your realization of yourself. And what we are is parts of Krishna. We're meant for his service. And that service is love. And love means relationship. So the highest service for God is to love him in relationship. And as it is the highest service for God, it's the highest attainment of the living entity. Because that's the purpose and function of the living entity, to participate in the ultimate reality, which is rasa vaisaha, which is the exchange of love. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kirtan, association of devotees, and nourishing your sentiments. And as I mentioned, at least being initiated into a Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, at least our sentiments should be to become a Brijavasi, an eternal resident of Vrindavan. And we can nourish that by the appropriate songs.
Yaso mati nandara braja bara nagara gokula ranjana kana gopi parana dana madana manohara kaliya dama dana idamalarina.
So we cultivate it. And therefore, we're at the point now in the Leela with the crescendo of this intense spiritual process of absorption. That's our yoga. We neglect the mind by absorbing ourselves fully in transcendence of which we have a relationship with, and whose absorption draws out from our heart attraction for God, which is the eternal nature of the soul. So attaining this very high state, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now, in that mood of Radharani, is looking at Jagannath and relishing the beauty of Jagannath, because his relationship is with Jagannath. That's the eternal relationship of Srimati Radharani with Krishna, with Jagannath. And then it's described that through the eyes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is drinking an ocean of transcendental bliss. So this is the experience of praying. The experience of prema bhakti is love. Love through experience of the beloved, through the senses. The fragrance of Lord Jagannath, the sight of Lord Jagannath, the sounds of Lord Jagannath, drinking, flowing through the senses. And his heart, it's almost like the heart is a glass, and when you drink the beauty of the Lord with devotion and it inspires your love, your heart becomes filled to the brim with devotional sentiments. That's called prema. And then it overflows, and it's described as sprinkles of ecstatic love coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. Everyone else becomes ecstatic, and the crowd goes wild, and there's kirtan. And this kirtan is going, it's such a crescendo. And then as the Jagannath cart is going down the grand road, and these kirtans are going, then Jagannath stops at a place called Viprashasana, which is the homes where the Brahmins are. And then everyone, but not just Brahmins, but everyone offers their love to Lord Jagannath in the form of foodstuffs that they cook for Jagannath with love, and therefore try to make those foodstuffs pleasing to Lord Jagannath. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means that you try to please Krishna by pleasing his devotees, and through his devotees be engaged in the service of Krishna and pleasing the Supreme Lord. And when you cook to please, you make it fragrant. When you cook to please, you make it hot. When you cook to please, you make it colorful. When you cook to please, you make it perfectly tasty. So all these offerings are love, and this is the spiritual world. It's one exchange between the Supreme Lord, the Shaktiman, the source of all energies, and his Shakti, his various energies, the chief of which is Srimati Radharani, in this exchange. And then after, and it's also the very, very practical Krishna conscious process, chanting, dancing, and feasting. So they have the Jagannath Prasad, they stop in this garden, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is filled in this ecstasy and mood. And at the verse that we have now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one second. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters into this garden, immersed in prema avesh, complete absorption in love, and that's what prema is. Prema is the consummate absorption in love to such a degree that there's not even cognizance of anything else. So deep is that absorption. And one is feeling immersed in praying. Not just a mental concept, but it's like bathing in an ocean. An ocean of transcendental bliss. And therefore, when one does kirtan in that way, it's not just the ears are hearing. Every pore of the body is hearing. It's not just the eyes are seeing. Every pore of the body is seeing Krishna. Like when you're immersed in the ocean. It's Pushpa Udyane, flower garden, and there's a Griha Pindaya, a raised platform, and Padilla. He just falls flat in exhaustion. The exhaustion of just giving your whole body, your mind, your whole soul, your whole existence to Krishna by offering your consciousness to Krishna. And this is what Nam Bhajan is. This is what chanting Hare Krishna is. We're sacrificing our consciousness for God's pleasure. We're giving him our consciousness. We're giving him our attention, our life. And then he falls down on this platform. Nitya parishame prabhude ni gona garma sugandhi sitala vayu kadana sevana. The Lord was very much fatigued from the hard labor of dancing, and there was perspiration all over his body. He therefore enjoyed the fragrant, cool breeze of the garden. Sugandhi sitala. Vayu. It's fragrant, it's cooling. And Karena Sevana, he was enjoying this service very much. So this is the culmination. He's fully absorbed in the internal potency, and he's in Vrindavan. Puri is also Vrindavan on the way to the Vindicha. And now the Ratha Yatra has proceeded in that way. And he's in Vrindavan. And what does Vrindavan mean? Vrindavan means the land where everything is consciously moving for the service of Krishna. Even the wind is only moving and only blowing for the pleasure of Krishna. We get the remnants of that wind. The pleasure, what's the service of the wind? The service of the wind is to cool the fatigued body, cool the body that is feeling very warm, is suffocating with heat. The wind does such nice service. If you're here in Vrindavan and it's the summer and the wind stops blowing, it gets so stifling on a physical platform. But then the wind comes. And the wind serves you how? By pleasing your desires. So the wind in Vrindavan and every other element, the earth in Vrindavan, the water, but the wind in Vrindavan is moving to serve Krishna, not just incidentally. It is conscious in itself. So it is a loving wind moving for the pleasure of Krishna. And in our terms of our life, the more we are, because the environment is an expression of our consciousness. So we can look right now and look around the environment. How much of your environment is for the pleasure of Krishna? And how much of the environment is constructed for to serve you? To put yourself in the center. How much of your environment is centered around Krishna, and how much of your environment is centered around you? A pure devotee, his environment becomes centered around Krishna. And therefore, when you come into his that environment, you feel you're in Vrindavan. Because everything has a certain energy of service for Krishna. The only difference in the spiritual world is actually consciously doing that. Here, it's just an agent of our activities. But still, the service for Krishna, that's the whole purpose of deity. Purpose of deity for a grihastha is to center the whole house on Krishna. It begins to be looked in that way. It's not just in a closet, but the deity, it's the deity's house. Because it's the deity's house, it takes on a different tenor than it would be if one is egoistic and looks at the world simply in terms of himself. Starts to take on that, and the more one becomes Krishna conscious, the more the tenor of the house becomes the property of God for his service. So we see by the culmination of this process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has awakened fully his the mood that he's come to experience, which is the mood of Srimati Radharani. And in Vrindavan. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also experiencing Vrindavan. Yatta bhakta kirtaniya asya asane pati vriksha talishabe karane visane. All the devotees who had been performing Sankirtan came there and took rest under each and every tree. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took rest first. And in the mood of service, the disciple, he goes to bed after the spiritual master and then wakes up before. Because in that type of personal service, in that type of eternal spiritual love, one is responding to the needs of the beloved. So as long as the beloved is awake, one is humbly waiting for service. And only when the beloved takes rest, then one can take rest. But wakes up before the beloved, so he's ready again for service. And that's the mood of Krishna consciousness. It's service, devotional service, service with love. And it has such a flavor and such a taste. And that type of atmosphere is what we're hankering for. But we ourselves first have to become agents of that consciousness of love. And this is the eternal spiritual world. And now comes the conclusion. Eta kohila prabhu mahasankirtan. Jagannathera agiyache karila nartana. Thus I have described the great performance of congregational chanting by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he danced in front of Jagannath. Now what happens in the process of Krishna consciousness, the practice of Krishna consciousness, and the spiritual master, what does it say? He thinks of the ways and means to engage the disciple in devotional service. So there's so many practices, so many ways. But one standard practice, of course, is smarta, to remember Krishna. And then we studied this with Satchinanda Swami in the book Krishna Lilastava. So there always will be a verse or a poem, a shloka, that encapsulates a particular pastime. And therefore, one who has become conversant in these pastimes and relish these pastimes under the guidance of a qualified sharer of these pastimes, the pastime becomes embedded in the heart. And therefore, he just chants a verse of that pastime chanted by, you know, composed by Krishnas Kaviraja Rupa Goswamija. And then, just by that verse, the whole pastime and all the sentiments that one can experience within that pastime, become awakened within the heart. So this is the, and therefore, in his prayer known as Chaitanyastika, Rupa Goswami has given a vivid description of the Lord's dancing before the car of Jagannath. So this was their practice. They would meditate, and then they would chant this, and all the bhavas, all the sentiments, all the visions of the pastime would become awakened within their heart. So I don't know if I don't know the meter, I think. Adabra premor me spurita natalo lala sadivisa saharsham gaya bhi paribitta tanur vaishnava janai chitaitanya kinne puna api drishu yasyapti padam. So here is the thing. Now, we went through it. Many of you have been listening to it. Maybe if you have time or you can learn some of these verses, and then after hearing this pastime regularly now for probably 20, 30 lectures, then when the verse is chanted and you remember the meaning, you remember that. So close your eyes and meditate and see how much you remember about the pastime from this verse. And then also feel the mood of Rupa Goswami, who was personally watching these pastimes and composing verses about them after fully realizing them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala, who is sitting on his car. Overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by Vaishnavas who sang the holy names, he manifested waves of ecstatic love of Godhead. Oh, when will Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again be visible to my vision? Let me read it one time, more time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala, who is sitting on his car, overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by Vaishnavas who sang the holy names. He emanated waves of ecstatic love of Godhead. When will Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again be visible to my vision? Ihaye shunishe Chaitanya bhai Sudridha vishvashahi prem bhakti hai. Here is the full shruti, stuti. Pustuti means the fruit of listening to this pastime. Anyone who hears this description of the car festival will again attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he has firm conviction on devotional service and love of Godhead. So, this is actually a fact. This is the fruit. If you actually listen carefully to these pastimes in the right mood, hearing from the proper person, your heart will be changed. And that change in heart will carry you forward in devotional service. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padi Yara Asa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhakti Vedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 13th chapter.
ascribing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing at Lord Jagannath's car festival. So it was a chapter 14. So I'm not sure I want to start a whole new chapter. So maybe this is a day where I can stop for questions, if anyone has any. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
That's Amiya?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, great. It's nice that you can listen every day. Try to meditate on some of the things that you hear. Pray for some of the things that you hear.
Yes.
Especially the sentiments that are being expressed by those describing them. Very, very nice. Thank you. Anyone else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Savitri. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to you, all goes to Prabhupada.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I know. You're calling from the city of Sakuras, Philadelphia. Is that it?
Yes.
What are you doing there?
Fine. Well, I have a little request. You were talking
Please.
About that loving Krishna in relationship, so this is
yes.
the highest service, you said. Could you please explain this thing again?
Yeah, because what is service? It's to please Krishna. And what pleases Krishna? Love. So love is expressed in relationship. So ultimately, to give Krishna pleasure, we have to develop a relationship with him. That relationship will be selfless, so we'll always be in the mood of, and relationship means that you want to please someone. So in the spiritual world, our objective becomes Krishna's pleasure, and therefore we serve those who have the deepest relationship with Krishna. Therefore, we have some access to that pleasure of Krishna in this realm by serving those advanced devotees who have developed their relationship with Krishna, because they have the most love. And therefore, and even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I was reading one commentary he gave on the verse, Etan Nividyamananam, it is definitely decided that the best way to please the Supreme Lord is Harinam Anukirtanam, is to do kirtan. So then he says, of all the processes of devotional service, he says in his commentary, chanting, hearing, and remembering are the best. Of them, kirtan is the best. And of kirtan, that kirtan which is chanted with a sense of your relationship with Krishna, that's even better. So, it's just common sense in one sense that so Krishna is the essence of his potencies is his pleasure potency. The essence of the pleasure potency is love of Krishna. And the height of that love is called Mahabhav. So pleasure means to love. And ultimately, love is expressed in a particular type of relationship. And that's what sadhana means. Sadhana means we engage our senses in a way that we can awaken the natural devotion or the bhava in our heart. And that devotion will be love. And we'll have a particular ashraya, we're a vessel of that love. But enjoyment of love is and devotion is enjoyment of love and devotion in varieties. Therefore, Prabhupada said, variety is the spice of life. He says, you give someone milk, and you will like this as a Vaishnavi cook. If you give you milk, okay, that's nice. You have yogurt, that's nice. You have sugar, that's nice. But how much pleasure you can get when you make the you soak the dahi and you add gore and you make misty dahi and you know shrikhand and you cook it down and you make rubbery and then you make sandesh. So the same way, God enjoys love, but it's not just vanilla love. It's not just plain vanilla. It's not just plain general love. He enjoys a variety of love. And if that's God's pleasure, and we're his servants, our objective is to give him pleasure. But saying that, we also have to understand that the foundation of all relationships with Krishna is the mood of servitude. The mood of selfless servitude. And therefore, there's a verse in the Bhagavatam where Krishna is playing with the coward boys, but then Sukadeva Goswami wants to make sure the readers understood that this is not an ordinary boy. So he describes how Krishna is otam protam. The horizontal and vertical basis, just like any cloth has threads going two ways, and that forms the basis of it. So the basis of all existence is Krishna, just like there's threads in a cloth that cross and give the foundation. So I told you, I mentioned this before, I asked one scholar, what is this otam protam verse? And they quoted Madhvacharya. And Madhvacharya said that, you know, Aishwarya is the pot in which Madhurya can be drunk. Because the foundation of all relationships is servitude. And servitude is invoked by some opulence or greatness. So even in Vrindavan, in the sweetest of the rasas, where Krishna is revealing his intimate self, there's always a touch of his opulence. Whether it's his beauty, whether it's his strength, whether it's his... That's always there in the foundation. So, but relationship is important, because that's love. When you can chant with relationship, you can chant with love. Just think of chanting someone's name, anybody's name, right? So how much pleasure you get. But if you have a relationship with that person, how much more pleasure you get. An intimate relationship. You may be a fan of someone like that, say it's a sports fan or a music fan, and you'll chant the name of the person and you'll get pleasure. But if you have an intimate relationship and you're the servant, personal servant, the close friend, the parent, lover, and that name is chanted, how much more pleasure will it give? So it's just a common psychological factor found in this world. But we can understand that it's found in this world in impurity because it's a reflection of that original sense of love. And that's what Rupa Goswami did. He was studying modern drama and he saw, oh, they describe so nicely how the science of loving exchanges are invoked. And then he understood this Natika Shastra. Actually, it's just a reflection of what's existing in the spiritual world. So I can use this Natika Shastra, which is the science of how loving exchanges, rasa, is formed, to describe the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Because it's a description of the spiritual world, and that science of love is coming from there. So this rasa, or relationship, is the foundation of giving someone pleasure. That makes sense there?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And it's a pleasure that you're here. Who is that?
This is Rasikya.
Rasikya, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Wonderful, inspiring class again. What?
Go ahead. Okay, what were you going to say?
Did I understand that Jamuna's there?
Oh, is she here? I mean, it's wonderful. Every day between 10 and 12, she's on a little marathon, I think she started a few days ago, between 10 and 12. She's chanting Sharanagati, and she's been doing this for a while at the Sharanagati Dham, and she has some, I forgot their names, but, you know, some young, I guess they were born in the movement people, very pure, that are chanting, and they chant Sharanagati between 10 and 12, some of the prayers, and then every evening is kirtan. You walk in there, and the way they do kirtan is she has a kirtaneer that just chants one same melodious melody, and you walk in there, and all eyes are shut, and they're all in ecstasy.
Wow.
And it's really nice. Yeah, she is here, yes. Yeah. And my cousin is now, you know, going twice a day to participate in that. I really wonder, I love if you meet my cousin, you know.
Wow.
She's getting along great with all the ladies. They're, you know, she's 61. She's meeting so many friends, people that are, you know, her age, on the same kind of strip. And she's very accomplished as a yogini.
Uh-huh.
And it's very and no envy. So it's nice to see how much of this sweetness is entering her heart. And, you know, she's experiencing something. It's not a philosophical thing, because yoga means an experience.
Exactly.
So she's used to experiencing things. So she's just experiencing this sweetness that's just overwhelming her.
Wow.
And every day it's increasing. And yesterday she said to me, she said, I don't know how I'm getting all these doors are opening up to so many things.
Wow.
And she's very humble. She said, it is the grace of my cousin.
Oh.
And yeah, it's you'll meet her too. You'll love her. She'll love you. You know, she's just dedicated to spiritual life. And it's a big thing too, because for so many years, she had a particular guru. But Satchinananda Swami was real expert in helping her integrate the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
Hari Hari Bol.
Okay. Hari Bol. All right. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Govardhan.
Hare Krishna, Govardhan. Very nice. And I guess, has your wife left yet?
No, tomorrow she's leaving.
Tomorrow she's leaving, okay. Okay, we'll see her here and we'll remember you. And you'll come next year. Okay, thank you, Govardhan. Thank you so much. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Gail.
Gail, Hare Krishna. Very nice. Always listening. Very good. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Okay, so we'll all end here for now, and I'll see you on either Sunday or Monday. Sant Shukopa Tu Jisya Kripa Sindhu Vaya Vichya Patitanam Pavanit Om Namah.